All right, a good talk. We're holding Baruch Hashem with the last sif. Tonight, in Yitzchem, we will be finishing Bezrat Hashem, who could keep it avim, at least Simon Reish Mem. There's a lot here. I asked Eilim to please go easy on the questions. I really very much would like to finish tonight. All right, let's try, and in Yitzchem, we'll hopefully attempt to address that. Do you have to listen to your parents? All right, sif kafei. It's divided into three parts. Take one halach at a time. If a father wants to serve his son, whatever service it might be, whatever he would like to do for the son, the son is permitted to accept that service from the father. Unless the father is bentar. If the father is bentar, even though the father wants to serve the son has to decline accepting that service. And we're going to explain. Let's just explain what this means.
Sure, you can't
answer. Yeah, we're going to get to that also. Fine. The Yishalmi has a story like this. In Yishalmi, the beginning of Peah, and also in Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that the mother of Rabbi Yishmael came to the Chachamim and complained and said that you have to give my son Yishmael Bini rebuke that he's not noig b'kavod. He's not doing his proper job, but keep it in. So Chazal got all, nervous what's going on. Rabbi Yishmael is not being noig kavod, keep it in. How's that? How you talking? So they asked her, what's the problem? What is he doing to you that you're complaining? So she said, well, every day he comes to me yeshiva, I want to wash him down and drink the water that I washed him down with, and he refuses. He doesn't let me. So he's not letting me do something that I want to do. So he's not being noy kibedain. She wanted to drink the water. First she wanted to wash him and then drink that water. So Chazal sided with the mother and they told Rabbi Yishmael that hoyel v'hu retzayna hu kvaido. Since that's the rotten of the aim, that's part of kibed aveim. Kibed aveim means if it's the rotten aim, so it's kibed aveim. So memela, you should listen to your mother and let her wash you down and drink the water. Well, it's part of that. You're going to need to come on to that parsha also. Okay. And Rabbeinu Yerucham brings this down, sigh for a father, sigh for a mother. I mean, the story of Rabbi Yishmael was talking about his mother. But Rabbeinu Yerucham says this is applicable for a father as well. If the father wants to do a service for the child, Ritzoinoi Zeu Kvaidoi. Beis Yosef, however, wants to be Mechalik, and says, Ventzach, if the father is a regular father or the father is a Ben Torah. Says the Gemara says in Kedushin Laman Aleph and Mebeis that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avua asked Abaya, I come home from yeshiva and my father wants to give me a drink, my mother wants to give me a drink. They're both offering to give me a drink. Who should I accept the drink from? Should I accept it from my father? Or should I accept it from my mother? And Abaya told him, accept it from your mother and not from your father. Because your father is a Ben Torah, he's going to have chalishes das if you accept the drink from him. So that's what he said. You see from here that even though the father wanted to give a drink to his son, nevertheless, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avua, the son should decline accepting the drink because he's a Ben Torah and he's going to have chalisha sedas if you accept his service. I mean, if you allow him to serve you, even though bad time he wants to give you a drink, but part of him will have chalisha sedas or possible chalisha sedas, and therefore you should decline taking something from your father and take it from your mother. So Dr. Bay says, you see from here that even if the father wants, but there's going to be chalisha sedas. So therefore he says, and again, if he's a Ben Torah, so therefore the Beis Yosef, it says that when is Rabbi Yerucham correct that you can accept a service from your father if it's a regular father? But if your father's a Ben Torah, then you're now allowed to accept his service. And that's how the Mechaber Paskin, so the Mechaber, the Shitasi, and the Beis Yosef. However, the Ran and the Mugi Yosef, then you're now allowed to, correct. Like now, however, the Ran and the Mugi Yosef, often not in Nagamoro, say, Lehedya, that if the father really wants, he's makbid bedava harbe, he really wants to give you a drink, then you're allowed to accept it from him, even if he's a Ben Torah, and they prove it from this Yishalmi. You see this Yishalmi, if the mother went all upset, if she really wants, if she's really makbid, so too if the father's really makbid, you have no chash that it will be chalisha zadas, and therefore you're allowed to accept it from your father. The Yom Shoshalim brings down the random occasions, the Paskins, The Gois of Peshu Mikraka on the tour says that to answer the Beis Yosef, he says, yes, and Rabbeinu Yochum, he says that Rabbeinu Yochum Pashas means like that too. That which Rabbeinu Yochum said that you could accept from Sayyid father, Sayyid mother, is talking about what the father really wants. If the father really wants, he's Makbid B'dov Arbe, then you could accept from your father as well, even though he's a Ben Torah. The Ishami is a mother, but the Ran and the Mugez, she prayed for the Ishami, even to her father. You see how vital it was. She was Makbid, she complained to the Chachamim if he didn't do it. So you have a Kshash that she has Kalisha Sadas. But she's complaining to the Chachamim, so you see that you can get to that. Oh, and the Chachamim sided with her. The Yavetz says this as well, and the Yavetz says, can you imagine, if you don't take it from your father, he's going to be upset at you. So not only are you mutter to take it from your father, you're mechuyev to take it. If you don't take it, you're slighting him. He's going to be upset. So you have to take it. And that which Abaye said, take from your mother, not from your father, is because it wasn't where he was makbid. But you should know, if he is makbid, it's poshut, you have to take. And if not, aveira hi biyadi. It's an aveira not to take from your father. Correct. Or the basis it wasn't talking about a case where he was makbid v'davar. But we have the Rishonim, the Rabbein Yerucham Pashtes, but the Mufush Aran, the Mukhi Yosef, the Yam Shoshloima, the Ashul Mekraka, the Yaivitz, they all say that you have to. There's a Pre-Chodesh over here in the Lukutim. The Pre-Chodesh says that he wants to be Deicha, the Rai of the Ran. And he says that no, that you should know if the father's a Ben Tari, even if he's Mamish Makbid, he's Makbid Abe, still, it's inevitable he's going to have etva some Chalisha Zadas. So therefore, it's not like the case of Rishmo's mother, who's not a Ben Tari, so you don't have the Kshash. But even if you're Mamish Makbid Abe, there's always that part of you that's going to have Chalisha Zadas, and therefore you shouldn't accept it.
Why did Torah this concept of Chalisha Zadas?
Well, if he's offering to his child, we assume that's not a problem. It's only if he's a Ben Torah, so it's Chashivas for his Torah, then he might have Chalisha Zadas, Kehilu, his son, is not respecting his Torah. That's one way. Other Pshatim are that if he's a Ben Torah and knows that there's a Chashivas to keep it of aim, so he's going to be slighted that his son is not being noig with him the full Allah is keeping out the aim. All right, but the Pre-Kaddish wants to say, yeah, so you have to know how it goes. Yeah, I understand. So the Tari, you're allowed to be Michael. Terasa Dileyu. Give me Michael Tari too. Right? Yeah, go sometime. Right? Okay. So now the Maisa is what he's saying is very. It's very straight what the Pre-Kaddish is saying, because Afilim Dim Tzulayim is right, that there's 1% of the father who's always going to be makbid, but not taking from the father, you're going to mamish get him beregas, you're mamish sliding him, so you're going to mamish hurt him 20%, 50%, 80%. So because there's always that 1% example, Chalisha Zadas, so therefore you should slight him and really insult him. What does that mean? Also, his whole anocha is l'chera not correct. The Rishonim Mavur, Tais Riyazak, and Yad Ramaz Mavur, that there's no definite Chalisha Zadas. There's only a chshash. There's a suffix, maybe we'll have Chalisha Zadas. And that's in a normal case. And when the father is very makbid, the person should take, the chance of the Chalisha Zadas is mamish a tzad rochuk. So a suffix rochuk should be mighty from a vade that he's zichek and have Chalisha Zadas if you turn him down. I mean, I don't know where he's coming from. At the end of the day, we have Rishonim. So Rishonim and Achrayim, we go like the Rishonim. Rishonim say that if he's very makbid, then you're allowed to take. No, you're allowed to take. But the Avit said, you must take. And if you don't take, it's an aveiri biyodai, you're hurting him. Memela, going back to the Mechabe's Loshen, the Mechabe says, mutu lakabel mimenu. It's permissible. It's clearly, it seems to the Mechabe, it's up to you. You have a choice. You could or you can't. If you want, you do. If you don't want, you don't have to. Clearly, you must be talking about where the father's not makbid bedavar. Because if the father is makbid, then you'll be mechuyev to take. Not only like the Rishonim, but even like the Pre-Chodesh, by a father who's not a Ben Torah, you'd be mechuyev to take if he's makbid bedavar. So the Mechabe is talking about a father who's not a Ben Torah, and just as mutter lekavmenu, is not even talking about this case we're called. He's talking about a regular case. He's not talking about a case where the father is very makbid. We don't have a raya that the Beis Yosef would be arguing with the Rishonim. He just understood the Rabbeinu Yochum's case was where the father is not very makbid. Because that's how he brings it down in Shulchan Aruch as well. And Kojikin like to Yishayinimo, that even a father who's a Ben Torah of his Machmin, and that's Pashas Da'alokha, you'd be Mechuyiv to take. So clearly we're talking about when the father's not Machmin, maybe you could turn them down, or by your father's ain't a Ben Torah, you have the choice, and the father's Ben Torah, you're not allowed to accept. But if the father is very Machmin and Avada, you should be taking. He didn't address it in the Beis Yosef either.
No, why didn't he?
Good child, Elamai.
What?
Elamai. I don't know, he didn't bring it down.
Right?
It can't be, because he says only Mut, he doesn't say Yechayiv. See, he's obviously not talking about such a case. Alright, now, the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh all leave out this sugya of Abaya, where Abaya instructed Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avuha to take from his mother, not from his father, because of Chalisha Zadaz. The Gedele Apais and the Gedele Rishon, and Rif, Rambam, and Rosh leave it out. That's the Yishalmi. That's something else.
They bring down the Yishalmi?
I got to think they do. I think the Rif does here, but that's not the gay here. Because we're talking about now the Indian of a father Ben Torah, whether to take or not to take, and they leave out this whole sugya. And the Torah's Rifal and Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Aleph, says that the reason why they leave it out is because Abaya is going like the Shita that a Rav Shemokal Kvoida ain't Kvoida Mokal. But we who pass in a Rav Shemokal Kvoida is Kvoida Yem Mokal, Mamela, you're allowed to take me a father even though he's a Ben Torah as well. That's what the Torah's Rifal says. The Yad Yamin in Lakute Rechaim Daf Kufay and Gimel is mashmal like that as well. However, the Yad Ramah of Fenort says otherwise. The Yad Ramah says, even though we paskin, ha'av shamoch lo kvoidei, it's kvoidei mocho, but still, lav kol kemine deben lezalzuli beyikre, dumoko shadaite, avada mitzin roi, he's mocho, that's fine. But it's you, as a child, have no right to be mezalzul in your father, because you're going to cause him possibly chalisha sadas. If your father is a ben Torah, you might cause him chalisha sadas, even though he's offering to give you the drink. And he says, v'cheinat to'ime beravei tzal Talmidov, like we see in the sugya later on. What does he mean? The Gemara in Lamed Beis Amud Beis has a story that Rava was serving drinks at his son's chasana. He was serving drinks to Namaroyim. Some Namaroyim stood up, tried to stand up. They did hiddur. They like pretended to stand up. They moved a little bit. They shuckled a little bit to stand up, and others didn't. And Rava was macrid. Were you just ignoring me? I come by, I give you a drink. You just ignore me. You don't even try to stand up. What are you doing? So you see from that Gemara, even though Rava was Michael Ascovid, he became the waiter on his son's chasna, and he wasn't even being mechayev them to get up, but chosh, they should acknowledge that he's here, they should acknowledge that they should really want to try to be mechayev them, and it's just that Rav is being Michael, so kilu, they should show that they don't want to accept Rav's mechila on his covenant. And he didn't do that, he had chalisha zadah. So the Yad Ramah says, so too over here, fathers of Ben Torah, you always have the kshash, you're going to be cause of chalisha zadah if you just accept shiris from him, if you just accept his service, you're going to cause him possibly chalisha zadah. The Makna in Lamed Aleph from Abay says the same pshat by himself, that even though we pass in Kvoy de Mochol, but we have a problem that you might cause chalisha zadah, like the sugya later on, that you have to do hither. So what you see from here is that it's mutl on the son, or on the student, either on a Talmud or a son, to decline accepting shiras from a parent or from a Rebbe, unless you show hid. That means you should show that you don't want to accept his mechila, vada av shemakol kvoid demakol, but you should show that you don't want to come on to his mechila. You don't want to accept his mechila. You want to be mechabim. You really would have wanted to be mechabim. All right. So now let's just apply. Let's go back to our sugya to understand this. Over there is mavua that if you do hiddur, you have a right to accept from a rebbe. So abazoi, the kasha is, why did Abai instruct Yaakov Avuha not to accept from his father and only accept from his mother? Accept from your father, just do hiddur. Show that you want to get up a little bit. Show, you see it works over there by a Rebbe, so why shouldn't it work by Rebbe Muvok? So why shouldn't it work over here also? Accept the kais, but show that you want to get up. And your father passes you with the cup. You should try to, you know, move a little bit that you're trying to be mechabe the father. You acknowledge he's being meichu, but you really don't want to fully accept his mechila. Why is Abaye saying it's us? Kilu, he's instructing you always should accept from your mother, not from your father. So what I believe pshat is, making a suggestion. I didn't find this anywhere, but I believe Pshat is, it's Chaluk. Over there is talking about where Rav is the waiter. So really, what is the other option? There's not really much of another option. So it's either you take the drink or you don't take the drink. So there, you have a right to take a drink if you do hither. Over here, if you really meant not to come on to your father's mechila, so even if you do hither to your father, you get up, you chuckle a little bit, is that really a sincere hither? It's not sincere, because your mother's right there giving you the same drink. Your mother's passing your drink, your father's passing your drink. If you really don't want to come on to your father's mechila, because he's your father and he's a ben Torah, so hither's not going to be enough, just take it from your mother. Why are you taking it from me for? Just go to take your drink from your mother. The fact that you take it from me, even with hither, is really not hither. You're not really doing hither. What's hither? Hither means you're showing that you really don't want. If you really don't want to come on to me, just take from your mother. Don't take from me. Elamai, you really don't care about my covet. Oh, so then there's going to be still be Chalisha Zadat. It means the case that we're talking about, he has another option. If he has another option right in front of him, so then he shouldn't come on to his mechila of his father, even with hither. Now, that would work in the Gemara. But if your father's passing you a drink, and your mother's not around to pass you a drink, then it should come out that you would be allowed to accept the drink from your father if you shuckle in your seat, if you do hither. Now here's the problem. Machaber doesn't bring down the case like the Gemara. Machaber doesn't say that Tumabi is a mother as well. She doesn't say that. I don't talk about there's any mother around at all. And nevertheless, he says, "Imloi elam kena av ben Torah." If the father's ben Torah, you shouldn't accept. He should say, "Elam kena av ben Torah." Imloi that you do hither. He missed out. There, he should have been meiser. I think that hither should work here too. Sounds like the mechaba over here hither is not going to work. And it's fair to say that av ben Torah is more chomer than Rabbi Muvo. If for Rabbi Muvo hither works, so for av ben Torah should also work. So what's going to be pshat? I don't really have a good shot, but it seems perhaps that over there, the Mefarshim said this anyway for that sugya, that Rava was the balabas. Rava, it was Rava's son's chasana. So Rava is doing like hachnas zarukim. So it's mutal on Rava anyway to serve these talmidim. So you know he's serving the talmidim. So then we say, oh, you have to serve the talmidim. So then do it with hidden. Mashenkin over here, where the father doesn't have to serve the kid. So even maybe with hither, you shouldn't be taking from your father. Just do it yourself. Get the drink yourself. What are you relying on your father to do it? Maybe. I don't know. Libi Aymali, that I would believe, I believe that if you do real hidden, which is not just you shock on your seat, but you decline taking the drink from your father. Your father's passing you a drink, you say, Tana, I don't want to take it from you. And the father insists, no, take it, Tata, take it. Look, right there, I would say, Lekuliam, you're allowed to take it from your father. Because there, you really showed hidden. You declined already taking the drink. And then he was mafsabai to take it, even if it didn't even reach the dargo that he's mamish makbid badav. If he's makbid badav, vada, you have to take it. But even if it's not that, the fact that you already declined in front of him, that you showed that you don't want to come on to his shiris, and nevertheless he insisted, look here, there, look here, it should be fine.
You have to decline telling you don't have this because
of Kibbutz. It's implicit. It's implicit. If you tell him not.
No, I'm not thirsty.
Oh, you're not thirsty. Yeah, that could be, I don't know. Unless it's obvious when you're saying you're not thirsty, it's because you don't want to come on to it, you know. In the Kanam, you would have to know. All right. There's one more kasher, otherwise we have to really go on, but there's one more problem, is that the Ritva, Mi'iri, and the Kitzapiskei Rosh over there, Shparois from that sugi of Ravo, that who had been by a father, Shemaka Kvoida, you have to do hither. And then the kasher would be, is so then why, by us, don't you have to do hither in the ratio? When the father's not a ben Torah, the Makabe says, Mutala Kabbalim Menu. What happened to hither? You should have to do hither. Elamai, it would seem that the whole din hither is only the Indian Kima. Why aren't you standing up for me? Because I was Michael. But Chach, you should show hither. But maybe there's no din hither b'chlal for other types of shiris, for ishtamshis. Even though the Miri over there is not mashma like that, but maybe the Mechaba was coming from the Yishami, because the Yishami is mashma, that Rabbi Shmuel should accept his mother to wash him down. And they didn't instruct Rabbi Shmuel, okay, you could do it, but first do hither. They didn't tell him to do that. They just had to accept the mother's washing you down. So it sounds like that you could accept Shiris from your father who's not a Ben Torah, even without Hiddah. Not to stand up for your father, that you have to chut show Hiddah. But to accept Shiris, if he's not a Ben Torah, you could accept. If he is a Ben Torah, you should turn him down, because he might cause Chalitza's Adas. Unless he's Makbid Bedava, so then you're going to slight him if you don't accept it. So then, Faket, then you should accept it. Alright. But we're talking about Kima. He's doing both. He was walking by and serving them.
So he was
for time. Why aren't you shuckling your seat? Right. Correct. 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 That's like this. What I'm saying now. Correct. The Rebbe of Nissen in Kutshani went to say that this whole din that you can't accept shiris when your father was a tamakalkam is only if it's something that you could do yourself. But if something that you need your father, your father could do it better than you, then you are allowed to accept shiris from your father, even though he's a ben tayyah, because then he's not going to have kalisha zadas. Because there he knows that you're coming on to him because you don't have a brayer. Lamashal, he says. The kid's sick. So father brings drinks to him. So Katay says, oh, I can't accept the drink. What should he do? He can't get out of bed. He's not up to it. That's why the father brought him the drink. So there, Faket, you're allowed to accept. He gives another mashal. A father, your kid needs a haircut. So the father, very often fathers give their sons a haircut. No, I can't have you give me a haircut. What should I do? Give my own haircut? It doesn't work. Oh, get someone else. If it's practical. If it's not practical, then he says you can get your father. Because there's no shash he's going to have Chalisha Zadas. He understands that you don't have any other choice.
So at least
that's been $10 at a bar. Okay, you have to know. Maybe the father doesn't want you to spend that $10 at a bar. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, also good. Reverend Nissen has another. He has a shayla. How's it shayla? Comes kiddush or challah. The father gives out drinks of the yayin or gives out pieces of challah. He's passing you. He's been your mishores. How you allowed to do that? So he's the Rebbe also, yeah, how are you allowed to do that? See, he says, this will answer Pashas for the Rebbe too. He says, I'm going to read his Lashon, I'm not sure what he means. I have two choices, but he says, Elazeh ha-kovid sha'av noisim mikosha brokol b'nei b'nei yisoy. The ain't the two shal mishamesh mishareis derech avdus. Elazeh ha-kovid sha'av noisim mikosha brokol b'nei b'nei yisoy. It seems that he's saying is, he's not serving you, he's being mechabed you. He's by giving you wine, giving you a piece of challah, that is how he's being mechabed you, but it's not doing a service. Could be that's what he means, or could be, I would like to say, is that maybe that's what he means as well, is that it's a covet for the father to be able to give out the challah, not someone else. He's the one who decides. The Rebbe gives out shirayim. It's a grace of covet for the Rebbe that you eat the stuff that he touched and he ate and everything. It's a great thing that you're, why? Because for the Rebbe's stuff is helix, you're willing to go buy everything else, right?
So, in the suda, but a lot of times during the suda, the father will cut more challah because he's not on the table and have it spark.
Yeah, but that, he's giving it to him.
That's a good
okay.
He's a
mishore. Fine.
But doesn't want to cut the collar, you're making him crazy.
He has to borrow the cattle.
No. No, we're going to get to it right now. About the Maccabi said, let's talk to Maccabi. The Lashon Maccabi is that so far we have that if your father's a Ben Torah, you shouldn't accept. If your father's not a Ben Torah, you're allowed to accept. But the Lashon Maccabi is a Marav, right to Lashon says a Ben. The father initiates it and wants to serve the child. But to ask the father to do something, Khalilah Vakas, you know, ask your father to do anything. You know, ask your father, Tak, can you babysit my kids? How do you ask him to do anything? Carpool, anything. You know, ask him to do anything. The Gemara says, in Kedushin, sorry? Mother too, 100%. Father and mother, they're both Kibra Aveid. Sorry? And you can't do it by yourself, but even then it says you're not supposed to make a shliach. The Gemara says in Kedushin, if you ask your father who's not a Ben Torah, you have a chash of Chalisha Zadash, just like when you have a father who is a Ben Torah who does it by himself. You have a sign that you've been causing Chalisha Tassin. You ask him to do something for you. The Gemara in Kedushin, Memhem Rebbei says, L'chotzev inish l'shvuyei lavu ashliach. The father was Mekadish, an Isha for his son. The child was it a Kedushin or not? So Gemara says, why should we have a chash that should be a Kedushin? Because there's no way in the world world, no way in the world, like Chatzav Inish, to make his father a shliach to be Mekadesh and Manisha. There's no way. I, the father, was going there anyway, and it was just very convenient time. When you're going to the store, do me a favor, pick me up something. There's not even a tzad, like Chatzav Inish, Lishwe Lavu Shliach. There's not a tzad in the world that can do it. Then the Gemara says, but maybe Tzuya Arzi Kamei. He didn't make the father shliach, but the Rashi, you agila leidaita, you have to explain to your father, you know, and Mai says, I would love if I can marry that person. Somehow I would love if I could marry her, if I can get married to her. And Rashi says, v'av nasa le shliach me'eilov. Why? V'zokan l'adam shloi b'vonav. Not b'dari shlichas, but v'zokan l'adam shloi b'vonav. What happens is that he was atzui aitikame. He just expressed his desire for that item, and if the father wants to pick up on the cue and decide, okay, to be mekadesh for you, it works not b'tari shlichas. It works b'tari zochen l'adam shloi b'vonav, because you would never make your father a shlich. That you would never do. Sorry. What's the same thing? Why not? If you need shlichus, you would never make your father shlich. Now, it's also mavu in Rashi, and I want to point this out because I saw a sefer who said otherwise, and I don't know how he understood this. Rashi is mavu that you can never get him to the matzav of a shlich. The only way it could work is al zakhum al jalavon. That means, even asking him nicely, if you would like, would you be so kind? If you want, you could marry her to me. Would you like to do that for me? But that's also awesome. The nicest way you ask, if you ask him to do something for you, you're making him a shliach that you can't do. Rashi says you can't do that. The only thing you could do is be megaladas, and if he wants to pick it up on himself, he could do that. That he's allowed to do. Then it's rotzahav. Then the father wants it. But to ask him to do something that you can't do. So Mamel, if you had a table, a Shabbos table, and ta pass the drink, ma pass the salt, you can't do that. How you ask him to pass something? The Gemara says, you know, except for my father, and to ask them to do something that you can't do. Sorry? If you're going to cause a chalisha zadaf l'chay, that goes on the mer, because that goes on the tzar. That would be good. And a kanami maskim. Because we had that for chomav, there's only din kibud and not tzar, and not moira, so you can get your wife to ask. But not your shliach. I don't know if you can cause a shliach. I don't know if you can make a shliach. You could just tell your wife that I can't ask, but you could ask. Right. So then, now, now what is the eitzah? So what is the eitzah? The eitzah is, what you do is at the table, you say, I would love if someone could pass the drink. Now, let's say you have a bunch of dudes, you have siblings on the table as well. So you could say, I would love if you could pass the drink. I would love if you could pass the salt. Now, if your father feels most... I do it all the time. My parents, my in-laws are there. I would, even though the drink is, let's say, next to my shrega, or whatever it is, I would tell my kid, do me a favor, Elio, pass me the drink. And my in-laws cop, and they pass me the drink. So I don't ask them to pass me the drink. Sorry? Yeah, that you're going to have the problem. You have to know, yeah, if you have a by a comma. What? By a comma, you have to know by a comma. By a comma, you have to know. What? Who? No, Kabentai, you have an extra dagger that you might have chalisha zadas that you're being mishtamish with his ben terikai. Now, the tshuva is Torah Lishma, which is the ben ishchai in Rei Samaches, says that you're now allowed to even ask your father to do a mitzvah for you. That is, he gives two examples, lahafish chala, or to do a bedika slow yodalad. You need a bedika, you're not around. Pat, could you do me a favor, could you do the bedika for me? Even though it's a mitzvah, he says you're not supposed to do that. He's a veraya. The Gemara is talking about, we ask your father to be Mekadosh and Isha. That's also a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, Loi Chotzev Inish. Chazal was Kerle Chatzifus. Loi Chotzev Inish. You're not allowed to do that either. There's nothing. You can't ask a parent to do anything. There's a Sefer Chassidim, however, in Tav Kuf Samach Beis, says that if the son knows that the father will be more happy if you ask him to do it, and he gives an example, your father doesn't like when you're walking alone at night, and if he'll know that you're walking alone at night, it'll bother him, it'll upset him. He'd rather you ask him to chaperone him, to walk with you. He'd rather you ask him rather than you walking alone. So then you're allowed to ask your father, and then he says you should ask it. Watch this. Then you should ask it, im tach boitz, if you want, you can walk with me. That, he says, you're allowed to do it only if you know that your father would rather you ask him than you don't ask him. And even that, he says, you should not ask him that in front of other people, because then other people will deduce from there, infer from there, that you're being misharis your father, because maybe they don't know that your father's mak, but that he wants you to ask him. Unless the father, Bedavka, says you should ask him even in front of other people. Now, it's mavur in the Sefer Chasidim that ask nicely, if you'd like, you could walk with me, only works when you know for sure that he wants you to ask him, that he'd rather you ask him than not ask him. But if not, in a normal situation, you're not allowed to even ask nicely. There's no asking your parents to do anything. They're your parents. Thank God, but she's your mother. Keep it in. Is that not bentoy? No, this is a lechotz of inish, not because of bentoy, lechotz of inish to make your parents a shliach. Not that's bentoy. Bentoy is only when he takes the initiative to do it for you. He wants to do it for you. Then you should turn it down if he's a bentoy. All right. I don't know. If you tell me that everyone does it, so then there's no chashash or chalitza and that. But what happened to the chutzpah? Where's the chutzpah? I don't know. It's a good shaila. Good shaila. All right. Now, if the father wants it, he's yes and make the nirav chashash chalitza zadas, because he'd rather you do it, right?
How can a mother ever give her kids breakfast, lunch, or supper?
So again, if the kids are not old enough, so they need the mother's help, so they have, and they're doing it by herself, she's in. Again, even if kid's 15, if the kid asked the mother did it herself. So mother did it herself, we have the halacha, right? So if she does the initiative, it's fine, unless she's a bentai, which she's not. Right, so. Who? Take off your earring, okay? I've got time. I'm arriving Monday morning at 7 in the morning. If you want to pick up, pick up. If not, you do another ring. Sorry? You just say, I'm hungry for supper. When is supper? Huh? I had to have a cup. I don't know. That. The chalitza is a dash, but it doesn't work. All right. Fine. Very good. Now, the mashmois is also that he doesn't differentiate whether he's a bentoy or not. If I says, even if he's a bentoy, if he wants you to ask him, he's supposed to ask him, like the Ran, the Mogreis, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Lachai is right from the Sefer Chasidim as well. All right. Let's go on, rabbis. We still have a lot to do tonight. I mean. All right. Let's see. Zokta Mechaba Vaita. Talmud Shereitzel Aleches Lamokam Acher. A Talmud who wants to go to another place. Why? Shubotach, because he's convinced, Shir is Simon Brocha B'Talmudai, he will have a Simon Brocha B'Talmud Lefnei Arav Shasham, if he learns from that Rebbe, V'Aviv B'Eicha B'Ein, the father doesn't want, L'Fi Shedoyeg, Sheba'Eisa He'ir, in that city, Ha'Ovdi Kekovim Ma'alilim, he's afraid that they're going to make false accusations. He begins a cold man. He's going to be learning in the yeshiva overseas. The father's going to be petrified that something's going to happen to his kid. Even though the father's going to be bitzar and petrified, you do not have to listen to your father with this. All right. Where is this coming from? So Parshat Pshat is because it's Godel, the Trumas Adeshin Simen Mem, that's where it's coming from. And he said, because Godel Talmud Torah, even a choice of a better Rebbe is Bechlau Talmud Torah, and Godel Talmud Torah Yesem Mekibet Aveim. And he brings two rais to this, that even in this type of Talmud Torah, just a preference of a Rebbe, it's Godel. He says, because we know that if I have a preference of a Rebbe, Loi Menakol Adam Zeikel Lomoid, you're allowed to go leave Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to be mitame with tumos beis apras de rabbana. And yet it's mavun the gemara kedushin that to leave Eretz Yisrael to do kibud aveim, Rabbi Yechon was mesopik. So you see that kibud aveim is less, and also if the father wants you to be over beis apras de rabbanan avada, it's also you now let him listen to your father. You see, for kibud aveim you're not over the rabbanans and you don't leave Eretz Yisrael, but for Talmud Torah, even this form of Talmud Torah, that of a loyman akal adam zeikon lomayt, you could leave Eretz Yisrael and you could be mitamat tumas beis apras. So you see that the godul Talmud Torah yes mikibud aveim even b'chay gavna. The Levush brings down this halakha and he says a different. svara. He says because Hayesis is part of Talmud Torah. If the father objects you from going, so he's been asking you to be over al divrei Torah. See, not mechuyev lishma alav when he's asking to be over al divrei Torah. The Biagra over here in Tzivkav Named Hay brings the Talmud the Truma Sedera Goldo Talmud Torah, and then he adds another Tam, and that is because every mitzvah sheyev shaliyase zayidei acherim, it's nitche kovet av. Kibbut av is nitche from every mitzvah. So Talmud Torah you're learning there is also a mitzvah sheyev shaliyase zayidei acherim. So therefore, you don't have to listen to your parents. So that's where it's coming. Goldo Talmud Torah. Now, the Lashon Mechaber Shubotayach Shigiri Simmer Brocha B'Tamudi. He's convinced. He believes that he's going to be able to see Simmer Brocha B'Tamudi over there, Lefnei Arav Shoshon. The Chuvitz Maim Rabbah, Mechelek Aleph, Yeri Dei, and Memtes, it's a Medayik from the Mechaber. That means he never was there yet. He never learned from this Rebbe. He doesn't have any real proof that he's going to learn better by that Rebbe. He just believes that he'll learn better by that Rebbe. And yet, it's good enough. And he brings the Lavush, who actually says a slightly different Lashon, Shedaitoi Noite Shehu Batuach Sheyizke B'Talmud. He's Noite, like he believes, or he's almost convinced, I know how to Lashon to touch Noite, but he's inclined to believe, that's probably the proper English, he's inclined to believe that he will learn better over there, that is enough. However, at the end of the tshuva, he says, Noite Shu Batuach. That he's inclined. However, at the end of the tshuva, and over there in tshuva's memches as well, he says, but if the Rebbe was never tested, because why is he noita? He's noita because he heard people are raving about it, and he heard from other of his chaverim that they say, what a great Rebbe he is, a Balmazbi, a Gavaldik. So he believes he's going to learn there as well. But if he has no reason really to believe that he's going to learn there better, it's only a suffix, then he says that you should not go, you're not supposed to be maniach chazavadei, but literally says a suffix. However, the Piskei Tshuva over here, Sifkon Chafes, brings down from the Chamudi Daniel, that even if it's only a suffix that you'll see Simmer Brach over there, it's mut to go, and the Orach HaShulchan is maxic in the Divrei Chamudi Daniel. He goes, yeah, 100%, even if it's only a suffix that you gain from that Rebbe, then you have a right to go.
When you go and you see you have to come back immediately?
Maybe, I don't know. Immediately, I don't know. When you see that, there's more point. Maybe at that point, you have to travel from city to city to keep it aveim, because you're already there. But all right. However, I don't believe it's a machlokes. If you mayim in the mayim rabim, you see that he was talking about a different case, l'chayra. Says it mefurish. He says that the case was where the child wanted to go for other cheshboinis. I, what to do with Kibbut Aveim? He says, maybe I'll learn better over there. Means, vice toys, the chances that he'll learn better over there weren't great enough to cause him to make the move to go there. He was going there because he had other kajwanis when he wanted to go there, but he was faced with a problem like Kibbut Aveim. So he thought he would invoke this halakha, Talmud Torah is Gadol, and there's a chance I'll learn there better. If I say that chance wasn't a real chance, for as that chance, that's not enough to cause you to go for Saravada, such a thing ain't suffic mitzvade. But if it's as that chance that for that chance alone it's kedai to go and travel, like the Chamudah Daniel is talking about, avada b'kai gavda, you're allowed to go even if it's only a suffic. Loi mi boy, if it's not working out, you're learning over here, and you have a chance that over there will be learning, so you only could go up. There's a chance you're going to go up in your learning zavada. But if you let's say here you're in Mishkasha, it's pretty good over here, but you're hoping to go there that it will be better, that's also good. Even though there's a tzad that maybe over there will be worse, but since vice versa, the chance that it will be better is greater than the chance it will be worse. For Araya, it's kedai for you to go there. You go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Why are you going to Eretz Yisrael? Are you learning here too, very geshmak? But there's a chance that you gain more over there than here, and it's kedai to make that trip for it. So then it's already enough that you're allowed to go because it's called me keep it out of aim. All right. What happens if you want to go there for other reasons? You want to go to Nakasir Rebbe, you want to go there for other cheshbonos. Even that would be muta. Other cheshbonos of Torah, that is. The Moshe Sefer Chassidim, Tav Kuf Nun Vav, says that if somebody doesn't want to learn in front of the Rebbe of his, in his city, because he has tirdus in his house, he and in Chutz Laaretz will be able to learn with Yishev Hadas, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz to learn. It's not because of the Rebbe Shabbai, but still, it's going to enhance his learning by going to Chutz Laaretz. He's a right to go to Chutz Laaretz. So too, you would have a right to leave for Kibbutz Avim for the same type of a cheshbon.
What if the father thinks he's going to learn that? Not us, it's Rabbi. The father understands that this is should be better than that.
Okay, but what does the son think? I don't know, but why are you listening to your father for? I'm saying, why is the father a bigger Baldei? Maybe you have to get objective about that. Here's someone who really knows. Here's the Rebbe, your Rebbe. Do you think it's correct to go there or not? There's a Maim Rabbim over there in Chelek Ayur Adem Memtes. Says, who are din? If the Rebbe in the city is a Gevaldik Rebbe, but you don't have Chaverim, people Chaverim, Gishmak HaKavrus that you could learn from, but over there you do, that's also enough of a reason to leave, because Godot Talmud Torah. And everyone knows that the Iker HaLimit you can leave for Rabbi, you can leave for Chaverim as well. Obviously, Chaverim and Torah we're talking about. I mean, it's also Bechlal, Godot Talmud Torah. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. I want to get, this is the finale here. You ready? Lechein. Here goes. Lechein ima av moicha beben lisa ezu isha sheyach b'itzboha ben. The son wants to marry, he's dating a certain girl, and the father says, alapi v'cham av kamos, I'm b'shum moicha, I'm not letting you marry her, I don't want her. Ein tzarek l'shmei alav, you do not have to listen to your father, you can get married anyway. I was grado by a chasana, where, remember such a thing, where the son of Talmud and the Mi Yeshiva, his parents were against, so much so that they didn't even come to the Chasna, and Reb Shmuel, the Yeshiva Zatzal, became the father, who walked him down, he took Achrayis on the Ksuba, and the Tanoi Mamish, he became his father, became the father, parents don't want to come, but it was a good idea anyway to get married, and he became the father, Bimkoyma. Ein Tzarek L'Shmoya, you do not have to listen to your parents, V'chai Gavna. All right. Kaga Agav and Asai, I should mention in the halakha before leaving, I got to have a similar situation in the Machab. The parents are nervous. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and then there was a threat of the Gulf War. I came back in the summer before the Gulf War, and parents, in-laws, they were trying to apply pressure that I shouldn't go back to Eretz Yisrael because a war is imminent. And if I'm going to be there, I'm going to be nervous. And my wife's grandmother was like mamish. She was like petrified. We got rebellion involved. It was like mamish. It became a federal case of how Baruch Hashem, I ended up going anyway. And Baruch Hashem, you know, I guess I called the Baruch Hu to sort of pay me back, or at least to test my resolve. Thursday night was the Gulf War. Was when it started. The sirens went off first Thursday night. Friday night, Lel Shabbos, it's the first thing that was a joke. You know, they just threw one or two, just like, you know, to show you that they mean business. Friday night, that's when the scuds kept on flying, whatever. Friday night, my wife went into delivery, went to the hospital, and in the middle of the delivery, a siren went off. The nurses, the midwives were wearing masks. My baby went straight out into a mamat, a gas tent. No weighing, no nothing. I get the nurse telling me, "Wait, wait, you crazy? The sirens are going. What are you doing?" Like straight into the mamat. So I guess that. But Baruch Hashem, I wasn't faced by Baruch Hashem. All right, I survived. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. All right. So this is halacha. Going back to now the Ramad, Ramad's halacha is that if the father is meicha on the son not to marry a certain woman, you do not have to listen to the father. Of course, whatever you're doing, whenever you're not listening to father, the halakha, of course, you have to have das Torah to back you, that you shouldn't think, and you have to do it in the nicest way. But afa pikin, the halakha is, you do not have to listen to your parent. The chus marik, the makar for this halakha, chus marik, kuf samak vav, and he gives three reasons, Rabbi Isai. Alright? Simple, gishmaka reasons, let's take one at a time. First reason is we know that kibrav is mishalav, loy mishal ben. Someone, you want to marry a certain woman, not to marry her is tzar. It's gevalik tzar. Not to marry her. If you're not mechuyev to give up mishal ben, you're not mechuyev to undergo that tzar as well. Tzar de guf. Because kibbut av is mishal av, but lo mishal ben. That's one svar of the merik. Second svar of the merik is that you see that Chazal makbid that you should only marry a woman who yachbitzba. That you want to marry. Like you have to see her first. The whole halakha, because there are many places in Chazal that they were choishish lechabev ish al bailo. It's very important that the person should want. So be'etzim, it's a form of a mitzvah. It's a nidnud aveira to marry a woman who you don't have nibachafetz ba. If the father, but this is the one in front of me that I want. So to detach me from this, who knows, I'll ever find anyone else who I would want as much as this one. So to detach me from this is a nidin avera. Memela, you do not have to listen to your father if he's asking you to do an avera. Just like we had in Sifte Zayin, if the Chuvis HaRosh, his father asks you not to be mafayis with that enemy, you don't listen because there's an avera involved. You don't listen to keep it up. So too, there's a nidin avera here. Memela, you do not have to listen to your father. That's the second reason. Here comes the third reason. The third reason is Zakhtu Marik. It's not Shaykh Kovid Av, Kibud Av, or Moira Av, only on something that Shaykh to your father. Something that he needs, something that it's Tzarech HaGuf, it's for his Kiyam, that he's Nanami Manu. Like the Gemara says, Machabdai, how, what is El Kibud? Malbishoi, Machiloi, Maniloi, Meshkeyu, Moira, Layista Zvarav, Layachriya Zvarav. But this is none of his business. It has nothing to do with him. This is my choice in life, who I marry. The fact that he's telling you what to do, who cares? It's not COVID, it's not Moira, it's a Dava Poshit, he says twice. So Dava Poshit, the Ein Koya Ha'av Limchois Biyad
Benoit. Same thing
to go
business or something. You want to go some business, your father, who said, hey, you done?
A couple of kibbutz, in the free time, if a woman,
we're going to get to it, Bob, 1 second.
Outside
a low-life family.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, in Grada, they talk about it, but Lamaisa is that you have to do what you do, and if you told me in Bezoin that last thing, that maybe you'll have with that last svara, might not be able to come. Maybe not. You know the story with, he says it over, with Remendel Zaks. By Remendel Zaks' chasna, with the Chofetz Chaim, Remendel Zaks' father did not come to the chasna. And the reason why he didn't come to the chasna is because he didn't want to slight the Chofetz Chaim, that if you're going to have a chasna, he's the mechotin, and who is he to be the Chofetz Chaim's mechotin? So he didn't want to come to the chasna, that people shouldn't say, oh, look who what a mechotin the Chofetz Chaim took. So therefore, he didn't come to the chasna, not to slight the covet of the Gadol Adar. Yeah, okay, you have to know how to, you need the Shikal Adar to do it. Everyone else would run, look at me, I'm my mechotin, you mean, let's, you know, put the photo up together, you know, with the Chofetz Chaim. So, Mamish Punk, he didn't come to his son's chasna, not to slight the covet of the Chofetz Chaim. All right. But we see in the Marik, good. So he has three svaras. So let's address your type of a shayla on the last svara. If it's going to cause tzar to the father, l'chayr, that should be also al-tmoira. So what he's saying is not negated to the father. Beseit is not negated to the father, but if it causes him tzar, it should be also al-tmoira. You could say that the Marik is not talking about a case where your mom is going to be mitzah, the father. The father just feels it's not a good shidduch for you. He's trying to advise you against out of the shidduch. It's not a good shidduch. He doesn't think it has good prospects, whatever it is. He doesn't want the shidduch. Not because mitzidoy that you're going to cause him tzar if he goes through the shidduch. He just doesn't think it's a good idea for you. Or maybe he's not compatible, the personalities of the daughter-in-law and your father don't, you know, see eye to eye. That he's going to have tzar from it. He just doesn't feel that she, you know, that wasn't the daughter-in-law that he was envisioning that you would marry. Beseida. So that's not emissar tzar. So it's just that he wants you to listen to him. Beseida. That you don't have to do because it's not negate him, you don't have to do. So l'chayra, if he shouldn't be asking it, so that's not tzar also. L'chayra, like, hey, let me develop. The Chazon Ish, I found Baruch Hashem asked the Shiloh, similar to Shiloh, in Noshim and Kuf Mem Ches, Sum Kuf Mem Ches, Lame Bezim and Aleph, he seems to ask two Shilohs. He said, first we had the Yerushalmi before, that she wants to wash down Rabbi Shmuel, retain his Kvoide. So if this is the Ratzon HaAv, not to marry her, why isn't that Kibbutz? One Shiloh. Then he seems to ask another Shiloh, that if it's not the Ratzon HaAv, and he's going to have tzar, if you do go marry her, then why isn't that Moira? And why should it be less moira than being machriyas dvar. It says soisa dvar vachras dvar abava. That's moira. And here, where the father advises you against the shidduch, and you go ahead anyway, so that's not like soisa dvar. That's not like what? How come this is not the chalapachas moira? And the Chazon Ish says, a Chazanish type of a svara, that what the Merik's real lumdus is that if it's nageya to him, so you have to subject yourself to his rotzen. But this is not nageya to him, this is nageya to you. And your rotzen is to marry the person, your father should set aside his rotzen in front of your rotten. Means whose rotten is more important? If it's negay to you, it's your rotten more important. The father should be mevatel his rotten mipnei rotten of the ben. Memeilo, if the father has that rotten anyway, I could just ignore it. Because why should he have a rotten? And how can he have a rotten against what I'm having a rotten? If it's not negay to him, it's negay to me. He says lamashu ma dava doima. It's in Sam Tetzushtel. He says what happens if like the man yom kibir av is mishal ben. So you are mukhiv to spend money on kibbutz. And you're driving a nice Lexus, and your father wants your Lexus. And he wants it. Are you mukhiv to give him your Lexus? So the father not. It's your Lexus. But if it's something that your father bets him, needs, or wants, but stam that he wants, you chfeitz him, even if you're Misha Ben, he has it not mukhiv to do. He's supposed to behave and be mature about it and realize it's not his and it's yours, and step aside. And not request or be master that he wants that thing. So to hear, he says that he has to realize that it's your decisions in life and not his. And Meila, he has to set aside his rotzen aben. All right, I got to just throwing out a dogma. Not that we could really learn from this, but Chazal say gevaldik how Esav was gevaldik in kibbutz avim. And yet Esav married. Which I say, certain individuals who cause gevaldige problems, like Yitzchak Betachena Einav, why? Because of the wives of Esav. So how did that stim with kibbutz avim? So you could say, maybe it didn't. Or maybe it did, because, you know, it's nothing to do with Yitzchak Avin.
Yeah, then it says he saw
his
bad in his father.
Right.
Because he noticed that. Right. So he only after he realized that they went to his father, like, and he dumped it.
Him dumped them. He added also. He had a Risha, a Rishanta, a Risha, a Rishanta. Right. The only thing the Paiskim say that if you're marrying somebody who the father, that it's not a good shidduch. I have to. This shikal das, I don't know where, you know, you need. But like if it's a bit, not because the father personal preference that she won't be a good daughter-in-law, she'll stay you from being a good son. But if it's something that it's bad for the son, then you're supposed to listen to the father. I'm not sure exactly where that comes from. Okay, and L'chai Yitzchak knew that these wives are bad for Esav. Okay, basically, I'm just throwing out food for thought. Now, what happens to be with a daughter? The daughter wants to get married, and the father objects to the daughter marrying a specific person. So L'chai, the first time of the Marik, that it's Mishal Avlo, Mishal Ben, you have by a daughter as well. The last time of the Marik, Lozi, I have that it's none of your business, it's nothing to do with you, so I don't have to keep it Aveim. The middle time is more challenging. The middle time is that there's a Nidna Aveir, that a person has to marry only someone to Isha Shayachbis, but we only find that a man to a woman. We don't find that a woman can only marry somebody that should, yeah, Talmud Tantam, but you don't say that she has to send first and see the person first, see the husband first. So that's what you might not have. All right. Many Paiskim on it, it's not so posh. The real Paiskim hold that it's fine that the girl can get married. Anyway, there are some Paiskim who say that Taka she can't get married. Frightening. All right, Rabbi. So now let's just try to get the Ik and the Kuda. So, like we discussed, because this is where we have to get Halacha L'Maaseh here. We have about 10 minutes. Let's see if we could pull it off in 10 minutes. I don't know if we could. But let's try. The Merik says, in his last svara, the Merik says, you are not mechuyev to listen to a father or a mother if it's nothing to do with the guf, the nana, the kim of the father himself. Tells you, Kveis, my father Karaka told me, I'm now let it speed over 70. Okay. Really nothing to do with my father Karaka. It's my... No, he wasn't worried about paying the ticket. No, he made me a cow that I would never go over 70 the rest of my life. I have a cruise control on 69. It's not so budget. Sometimes you have like a mammy. Okay, so fine. Now, there's a Chubis Marisham and Chelik Beis Reshchom Dalid, Yud Dalid, Aisi Dalid, who wants to suggest that maybe Marik himself really didn't hold of it. He only held of it but Terei Sniff. Like, you know that the Balei Chuvis say many Svaras, even though they don't really believe every single Svara, they just, you know, the Suffolk, and they add Snifim and Snifim to fortify their head. I don't believe that's the case here. The Marik said, not a Sniff, the Marik said, Pashit, Upshita, he said it twice. It's Pashit, She'ein, Goya, Ka'av, Lumkas, Biyav, Benoy. If it's just a Sniff, it won't be Pashit. It's Pashit. So the Marik holds that it's Pashit, that there's no chiyuv. And he brings a Rai from Tosis. Tosis holds that even if you hold Lemandi Yom Mishal Ben, you're not mechuyev to give up your Aveda to go to your father to be able to be Michael and Mashke your father. Because the giving up of your Aveda is not the direct covered, the direct Maisa covered of Machila Mashke of your father. It's only like a extra till you get to your father and serve your father his drink. So Memelo, you're not mechuyev to give it up. That's like the Mandi Mishal. And I was talking about where that is getting in your way of serving your father, Machelu or Mashkeu. Just, he's still not Machuiv to do that because that's not Ikka Kovet. The Kovet is the actual Machila, and this is not, there's only like a Heksha. So, says Koshkin over here, if the father doesn't want you to get married to her, that's not Kovet at all. You don't have to listen to your father. It's a mavu like that in Ridvon Yevamis Davava Meralev and Ridvon Vametzilam Mebeis. Also, Masha like that. He says, if a father, Gemara has a case, Ovav tells the kid, he tame, go be metame in the Beis HaKvaris, or al tax an aveda, don't give back aveda. Yochel, you should listen to your father. No, he's also mechuyev in Kvod Hashem, and Mamela, you don't listen to him. Now, the Rishonim Abadah by the Ritva says, it can't be talking about where he's telling you to go do be metame in the Beis HaKvaris for no real reason, or don't give back the aveda for no real reason, because then it's a dava pashat. Lama yishma loy. I feel a bedvam shavershus. Even if be no isurim involved, why should you listen to your father? Ain asiyas covered. There's no maisa covered. El bedava lanoze. It's something that you're giving him. I know, like the Gemara says, it's el kibud machila mashkeo. But just because he tells you not to give back an aveda, you shouldn't give back an aveda. Well, there's no covered. Why should you even listen to him, even if it's rishus? So there's no din kovet. Mufush Redva, and he says that's why Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri had to say that the case was talking about where the father's telling you, don't give back the Aveda, but instead serve me. Don't go, or forget, go into the Beis HaKvaris to be able to get me that piece of meat or whatever it is, to be able to serve me. Then you would think that, oh, that isn't Maisa Kovet, because it's for the, to Eleth, the Hano of the father. Even then, not because you don't listen to a father, he's asking to do an Aveira. And as says Mufu in the Lashon of Tais and Kedushin on Mebeis HaMaral, the Taisa says, if you al taxa bechinam, like it's the kroy. You don't need a pasuk. That's not covet. The Pnei Yeshua, many Achrayim say that pshat Taisa. The Pnei Yeshua has a different pshat Taisa. Pnei Yeshua is a shrei pshat. There's also a Taisa in your vomit is mashman like that. And davavam and aleph. Taisa wants to know, why don't we learn now from here to kala terakula that an essay is not doicha alav greida. An essay is ain doicha alay sasa. And he said, you can't bring a raya, because over here, it's only a heksher mitzvah. When the father tells you not to return the aveda to serve him, it's only, still the not returning aveda is only a heksher mitzvah. So, all you see from here is that a heksher mitzvah is not doicha alay sasa. But you don't see from here that a emes of mitzvah sasa, that real mitzvah sasa is not doicha alay sasa. Now, you see from Taisa's lechayro that the listening part of your father is not a mitzvah. The whole thing is just an action, because eventually I will actually serve him. But the father is telling you, don't return the Aveda. Why is it only an action? It should be a mamish and mitzvah. The father is telling you, don't, and you should listen to your father. Elamai, you see, you don't have a din to listen to your father. And I say, Baruch Shem the Goyin over here in Sivkal Nam Bevav is medayik that from Taisis as well, that there is no mitzvah, just like the Marik, there is no mitzvah to listen to a parent. But then the Goyin brings down the Rashba, and here, Rabbis, we are going to have to try to shtel on this Rashba. The Rashba, Teich Dvorov, says it slightly different. Now try to redo the words of the Rashba. Ein ze mamoshay shal kovid, ela hechshe kvoidai. Rav opisha amaloi ha'av l'chama acha behimo. even though the father instructed you to be mechambe after the beima. Nefishein ikar kavod. There's no ikar kavod. Ela b'mashi yesh lebayhano. But if he tells you lasei dover she'ein lebayhano shoklum, ain't there kavod shenitzdav alav? This is not the kavod of the Torah is mitzav alav. U kavod kezah, and this type of kavod ain't by asay shel Torah, doesn't have an asay shel Torah sheyitcha afilu lav geda. This type of kavod is not the ikar kavod, and therefore it doesn't have an assay to be doicha alav. So the goyin is mashon the Rashbo. Of a kavod is this? There is a mitzvah. It's just not strong enough to be doicha alav in the Torah. It's not the ikar kavod, the ikar assay to be doicha alav. But et vas kavod there is a memela. If your father tells you to do something, you should have a chiyuv. You do have an inyan to listen to your father. Now he has a machlokes rishonim on this halakha. But how do you understand the Rashba? What does this mean? It's not an ikar kavod, it's not an asay, but there's still a mitzvah. So where is this? What is this kavod? It's not an asay, but so what is it? There's a tshuva ziyad Eliyahu in Timon Mem, who has a mechudish tekev pshad in the Rashba. I don't believe it's pshad. He says that avada, it's full-fledged kavod. But it's not just an, but it's not an asay to be deicha lo yisaseh, because the Gemara has a, we once discussed this for Moshe Nimbo, that in order for an asay to be deicha lo yisaseh, it has to be an absolute asay. But if an asay that you could pull, you could circumvent the asay, that asay is not strong enough to be deicha lo yisaseh. If you could say lo yibina, I don't want it, and pull away the assay. So here too, the father would say, Lebina, I don't want you to do it. So then it's a weaker assay. So it's a weaker assay. That assay is not doicha lo yisaseh. That's chasam and assay for the Rashba. That's not what the Rashba says at all. And the Rashba even says a lashon, ain loy ba anosho klum, ain ze kovich in the stavolov. For him, it is a kovich in the stavolov. Just for zaitik asvara, zavain assay doicha lo yisaseh type of svara, it's not going to work. The Chazanish in Noshon Kuf Mem Ches wants to say pshat in the Rashba that it's not a chiv deraisa. It is a chiv deraisa because it's fort rotana Torah that you should have kibirav and moira. But the ikar hasei is only for machiloi umashkeyo. Just like Taisa says by chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is also min hatayr. It's still also min hatayr. But the ikar is when you have the shir, then you get malchus. So too over here. Spitzel shven in the Rashba. Where did he get these two dinim from? Mamonach. If Chazal understood that this is also a form of kovod, then it should be mamisha deraisa, full-fledged deraisa, just like machila mashkeya. And if it's not, then where's the makar that you have another din? Chatishir has a svar, the gemara says chalot zruf, it has a posek kochelev, but where would you get this new din from? You could have said another plan, the Rashba. The Rashba svar is that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. But also, where would be a makar for two types of mitzvahs of kibbut aveim? Therefore, I would like to suggest two different pshatim, and that is like this. Chodesh teka pshatim, but let's see if it works. One pshat is that maybe Tankar is a deraisa. Where's the Rashba getting from? But it's not kibirav. Kibirav is machilo mashkeo and all that. But it's a different deraisa. Where's the deraisa? The deraisa is, Rabbi, remember, we had kavit esavikav esimechal, Rabbis bal imoy ve'esh azoviv. And the Rambam and Ramban said, why do you have a din of kibud for balima and eshazav? It's all chayzer kveid ha'ovitz, because they have nachas ruach when you machabe their spouse. So if they could have nachas ruach when you machabe their spouse, and that's also a form of kibud, not the emes of kibud av, but the es l'rabbis, so too maybe over here you're giving your father nachas ruach that you're listening to him. It's not the mamish kibud, because kibud is machilo mashkeo, but just like you could have kibud on Eishes Av and Balima, you could have over here also kibud on listening to a father. Sorry? If he knows it better, correct.
Then go back to your question, makes it fair. How Taka do you know that such a thing is not as well as being a mitzvah kibud av?
That's what the Chazal learned from the Esler Rabbis. Chazal understood that that's the Esler Rabbis.
Who said it's because it's not as well?
The Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rishonim said that already. That's one pshat. Another pshat, Rabbi Yisai, is I want to say that the Rashba Taka only means midrabbanan. And Baruch Shem, I found there are Akrainim who learn it only by the Rabbanim. But where's the Makar for the Rashba? Watch this, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't see anyone who says this, but I'm sure if I look, I didn't get to look all through Akrainim. I hope this is a very geshmaka mahalik. Watch this. We had a halacha before that when you go to a place and you need something, and they'll give it to you if you ask for it, and they'll give it to you if you ask it b'shem your father. You should ask b'shem your father. Why? Because then when they fulfilled your request b'shem the father, that shows covet to your father that they're fulfilling the request because of your father's protection. So kavachoyma, if that's by it's kavachoyma, that if you fulfill your father's request directly, he tells his son, don't do this or do this, and you fulfill your request, l'chayr, that shows nachas ruach, you get covet to your father. If covet could work over there, turns out it's only the Rabbanan, but fine. All right. There's also a Rashman Bava Metzi in Lamabeza Malav that's Mavur Lechoyo, that it's not a Daraisa. Over there, when he goes through the same type of a sugya of what is talking about, Tame, why should he have Avamin to be Mintame, or to not to return to Aveda, he says, there's no asay. But his lashon is, he has no covet. He doesn't derive any covet by you not giving it back. And Mamil is no asay to be nidcha. It seems that there's no mitzvah kiyumis, and there's no chazanish chatzishir, also minatari type of a mitzvah. There's no covet. He says there's no covet at all. Hey, Bishom, if it's a derabanan, so that you can squeeze it means there's no the covet of the deraisa to be doich. It's only this naches ruach type of a thing. It's not covet. It's a derabanan called naches ruach. But you see from the Rashi, and he can't say it's like the Rashi. The Rashi himself says, "Achen kesafti bereish perakam deivamis." In Bnei Bamzi, he refers to what he wrote in Yevamis, and now we have to know to retouch what he wrote in Yevamis. It seems that it's clearly not a deraisa, and at best, is this ending of naches ruach mederabanan. Now, that's one gang. There's a gang, I'm going to have to be Messiah, we're over time. There's a gang that the Makna and many others say that listening to your father is Bechlam Moira. Moira says, in Alabi, Sais Es Dvarov. They learn that Sais Es Dvarov is Koylel, even this. He tells you to do something or not to do something, and you don't listen, then you're being Sais Es Dvarov. That's how you're being Sais Es Dvarov. Not pshat that your father says a shtukotay and he thinks that the halacha is like the Ramban and you think the halacha is like the Rambam and you're being Sais Es Dvarov and pshat in the sugya. Now Sais Es Dvarov means that he tells you to do something, you don't listen. That's Sais Es Dvarov. And Mamel it's Bechal Moira. And many achrenim go with this gun. This is a new thing, it's Bechal Moira. It's Mamish a festa Moira. It's Moira. Sais Es Dvarov. This is real Moira deraisa. This is Mamish Moira. Now the problem is that we had before that the din of Moira is only Bafonov. This din of Sais Es Dvarov is only Bafonov. Shloim Bafonov, you could be Sais Es Dvarov. So then you come out that behind your father's back, you could do whatever you want. Nochazach is kosher kein lachamisa. You should be able to do whatever you want. Right, the mice is the truth is to keep the egg and kill like Aleph Sim and Samaches. That's who he's talking about, even like a Misa. And he handles out Smoira and he handles I actually. And he's, oh no, but Chai Gavnet not to listen to the father's Tzivui is even Shalei Befonev and even like a Misa. So you have to know where this is coming from. All right. Lahalacha Rabbi Sai, how do we paskin? So Lachairo, the Ramah brings down this halacha of the Marek. He waits for the Mamish, the very last thing of the Siman, the very last halacha, but he goes, but we don't know which Svara of the Marek is he relying on. The Marek had three Svaras. However, in the Daki Moshe, when he brings in the Marek, spells out this Svara. He's going with this Svara. He's going with the Svara that you're not mukhiv to listen to a father if it's not negeir to his anah. It's it. You're not mukhiv. He's going with this Svara. So lechayer, he should be going now. There are achreinim, the Rugas Abaisim, the Arachayim Yutes, the Makn, and others who want to make my dad punkfaket. If the Ramah would be going with this Svara, so why is the Ramah only saying it here at the very last sif, only be negeir to marrying? He should have said it somewhere else in the Simmer. When they get to every halacha, the father tells you to do something, you don't have to do it. So they want to be medayik and they're all punk faket. Memela, it has to be for the other reasons of the Marek. And Memela, the Ramah wasn't satisfied to rely on this far of the Marek alone. All right. They want to also bring a raya from the Truma Sadash, and we just had in the Mechaba, that the father was petrified, the kid's going to learn somewhere else, and he tells the kid, don't go to learn, and the law is he can go. And he can go. Well, how is he allowed to go? So Godot Talmud Torah. But without Godot Talmud Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to go. Why? What? You should be allowed to go anyway. Pat, I don't really care what you say. You can't, I mean, if you want me to serve you, I'll serve you. But you want to tell me not to go, I don't have to listen to you. There's no makar of kibbut av, avoyer av by listening to you. Oh. That's why I want to tie up. So they want to bring a raya from the Chumash Hadash, from the Mechaba, that you see that they owe that you're mechuyev to listen to parent, if not for this. The Maccabi says Lahedi, the Jewish says Lahedi, going the father tzar, and it's a legitimate tzar. He's petrified, he's scared for you. He has a right to be scared. It's not like a deliberate thing. He has L'chayra, that would be going tzar, that would be a problem of Kibir Av, al tzar shabay L'chayra, al tzmayra Av, that should be a problem, if not for the fact that Gabbal Tama Teriyah. They want to bring a right from the Maccabi and Sifte Zayim, which the truth is a rush, where the father instructed the kid not to be mafayis with Yenna. And the Rosh says, oh, it's a Dvar Aveh, you don't listen to your father. But without that, you would have listened to your father. Also, it's not a Raya. Over there, it could be talking about where the father has some personal tzar involved. Let's say Yenna hurt him or whatever, and he doesn't want you to be... So again, you have to know how vite to take it. But the bottom line is, it's not so parched. How we paskin, they're maiminim and masmilim. There's like a dozen, according to this way, and there's a dozen, according to my Ramalu Blin who holds it, no problem. He's like... to the right and to the left on the Shaila. Now, Pashtis, it's hard to say that it's a Daraisa al Tzmoyer. It's very hard to say that it goes on the Seisa Zvar. Very difficult to say that. There are issues with it. Kenzain, it's a Darabanu, like the Rashba's Mashmah. There's a Darabanu about, maybe like from Myraya, where you're supposed to say your father's name to give him Nachas Ruach, to bring him COVID, that people are listening to him. So the Chayra, at the end of the day, the Poiskim, the Haintika Poiskim, suggests that, you know, it's a Machloik, it's Midi Machloik, it's a Nafka, so therefore it's preferable to listen to your parent when he tells you, to, or when she tells you to do something or not to do something. But to say definitively that there's a Chiyav Kibarav, Midi Machloik is for sure like Nafka, there's a Fushir Ritva, Taisis, Pashtus, who are Mafush that, no, you do not have to do it. The Rashba on the other side, so you have a Machlik as we showing him. So La Halacha, it's a good idea to be Machmir. What? Kenzain, like what I'm saying, Kenzain, it's only a Darabana. Luchayim from the Rasha. Like these are Chayim, they want to make into a Raisa, going under the Din of Morim. Meila, if you have other Tzirufim, it's like that they get around it. But what we taught in Primonim, primary, that, you know, Kairos Vika, listen to your parent, the Zikha 100% wrong. Because that's Zikha, not Kairos Vika. Kairos Vika is feed your parent, serve your parent, Mashkeo, Machila, walk with him, Malika. That's Kaveh Zavika. Maybe there's an Indian here also to listen to your parent, and like the Makna is not even Kaveh, it's Moira, it's not even Kaveh Zavika. And to say it's a Kabi, that this is Kabi, to listen to a parent, is a very... All right, Rabbi, the Shkoyach was a Gavaldika Indian, a Gavaldika Limud, Shkoyach, a Gavaldika Zman, have a guten Zimmer.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.